It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light. Sports for our generation.
We've already had some great games in college football, but we're at it again. So we'll start. We had one this week already. Wasn't very close. Houston and Cincinnati. Houston trumps them 40-16. Houston, I think in just about everybody's bracket right now, they're sitting at that number four spot. Is there any way to contend that, guys?
Not the way they've been playing. They beat Oklahoma. That was their
their trademark game. And you look at their schedule; it's not getting any harder.
That was their marquee win.
They only have,
as we mentioned, breaking news: Houston plays in the AAC, and the AAC sucks.
Watch out for UConn.
Yeah,
that one game of the year.
Yeah, no, that's going to be UConn's one game.
Houston's got one matchup left that you really look forward to, and that's only that one game against Louisville, number 10 ranked team.
And that's not until the end of November.
And that's that's the second to last game of the season. You get to see Lamar Jackson versus Greg Ward Jr. Second to last week, you're probably going to see two guys competing for the Heisman late on in the season, so that's going to be a great matchup. But other than that, Houston,
that game against Memphis after that would have been interesting had Fuente not packed up and moved to Blacksburg. Yeah.
Exactly. So there really isn't anything else on that schedule to look forward to.
The Louisville game would be the only one.
Other than Louisville, yeah. So if they end up winning that Louisville game, maybe Navy,
and that's at Navy.
Could be an interesting game because Navy did. Navy did knock off Memphis last year, and Memphis was...
Look at the teams that Houston would be playing if they moved to the Big 12.
They'd be playing Texas, TCU, yeah. Baylor.
Just like the olden days in the Southwestern Conference. They don't belong in the AAC. There's no reason for them to be in the AAC.
And when the AAC was still the Big East, it made even less sense.
It was just kind of a contingency plan at that point in time. But now if the Big 12's looking to expand, there's already ties to Houston.
Yeah, and... I've heard they're talking football-only memberships. That I don't think that would be an option for Houston. I think you go all in with them.
Have to take their basketball team.
Yeah. But if you bring in maybe BYU, you keep them football-only. But we finished that.
This team has definitely got some talent. I mean, that Houston area, there's top 20 talent there. There's top...
Yeah,
they are taking away from Texas.
Houston does not belong in a G5 conference.
And there's nobody around them.
I disagree. I think they should go to the Big 12.
Well, yeah.
I think they do belong.
G5. Not P5. Acronyms.
G5. You're losing me.
G5 is the lower five, the AAC.
Oh, yes, G5,
power
P5.
Five.
Just say power five.
They're a power five.
And then the
five
other
conference.
Ones, A, B, C, D, 5.
And if they go
undefeated.
I don't
undefeated. Get these Jacob Patterson-isms.
These are real. Those are the actual abbreviations, P5 and G5.
But if they go 13-0 this year, you can't keep them out of the playoffs again.
No. Well, they definitely won't.
If anybody
goes undefeated, they're in the playoffs. I think that's kind of a thing with the top four, is that's why you have the top four. It gives you the spots for... You know, Ohio State blows a game, Alabama blows a game, but then you have, you know, Houston or whatever that team's going to be that's going to go undefeated. Well, you put them in that number four spot. That's what that top four is for. I can't wait till they go to 8. I want to go to 16.
Oh, I'm ready.
They could never go to 16.
I think they could go to 16 and then they have to stop.
They'd have to have a six-game regular season if they went to 16.
Or the season would finish in like February.
Yeah,
right before March Madness starts.
They add one more week. They add one more week to the season. Or maybe you just do a tournament style where you have them do two games on a weekend.
So you do
a game on Friday night, the winner plays on Saturday.
You can never do that in football.
You could do that in basketball. Never do that in football. I would love for they'd have to stop at 8. They could not keep going. They could not sustain a 16
maybe
game playoff.
Maybe 12.
12 is pushing it.
I would argue that 8 could be the top. I wouldn't even mind if they went to 5.
Well, if you did 16,
one from each
16
power
is
five
four
conference.
Rounds and you think you can have those games going on while the bowl games are going on.
That's true.
So you have a month of bowl games. You have the season end right at the beginning of December. The first bowl game is like December 15th, you know?
So you
then the last championship game is like January 12th. You can have bowl games going on. So you can have, you know, the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl and the Toilet Bowl and the Corn Bowl going on December 15th.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Oh, that's a great one. That, the blue field there. So anyway, so you can have that going on. And then you can have the first round of the playoffs going on at the same time, because it also creates some great football while you're watching, you know, Southeastern Missouri State play Central Michigan, and Central Michigan wins on a 200-yard Hail Mary. You're also having Alabama and you know, Michigan or whoever play 1 versus 16 in the first round of the NCAA football tournament.
It'll never happen.
They will never go to 16.
I would advocate for that. I think that it might take 10 years. But I think we might see the day when they go to 16.
All right, you get a job with the NCAA and advocate for that.
I will certainly try. All right, moving on to this week in football, the big game to talk about. Alabama heading to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium to take on the Rebels of Ole Miss. Guys, do you think they have a chance? I don't. I don't think Chad Kelly has the composure as a quarterback. And for Alabama, you take a look. Who does Alabama, when you think of Nick Saban, and Alabama, who do they parallel to in the National Football League?
The old school Green Bay Packers.
Wrong. I don't have a buzzer here. I have a booing. No, I don't have a buzzer. No, it's the New England Patriots. Nick Saban is Bill Belichick. Give him anybody you want. He's going to take it and he's going to run with it. All right.
See, I didn't.
So you give
like
him a new quarterback now. You give him Jalen Hurts, who comes in and replaces Jake Coker. Look what he's done already, 405 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's got 157.9 passer rating. You just give him whoever, and this team is top caliber. For Ole Miss, they're a great team, but Alabama's absolutely just destroyed. You look at the way that they handled what happened in week one with them. USC, that's a top 25 team. They destroyed him 52-6. Western Kentucky put more of a fight than that. I mean,
this is going to be a close game. You can't compare this to the USC game. I don't know what it is. I really don't want to pick Ole Miss, but I'm picking the Rebels for some reason.
Is there a reason?
There's no reason.
You need to give me a reason.
They got their number. Chad Kelly's beat them the last 2 years. He's been able to beat Alabama in Alabama. I don't know what it is. I'm just picking the Rebels. I think Chad Kelly, Chad Kelly beats Alabama. And I did not like that scuffle that Nick Saban had with Lane Kiffin at the end of the Western Kentucky game. He was yelling at him during a blowout. There's chemistry problems there on the offensive side of the ball. I'm not really sure what it is. I have no basis. It's just a hunch. I'm picking the Rebels.
I think Alabama wins this one. You can't beat Alabama 3 years in a row. No matter how hard you try, even if you're at home, everyone knows the saying: "We may lose the game, but we never lose the party." Talking about Ole Miss, they will win the party today, not the game.
That was a very good analogy. Good job. Well, for Ole Miss, they they lose to Florida State, 45-34, and in that one, Florida State had to come back to win the game, and. Is Alabama going to have to do that is the question.
If Chad Kelly gets going, if this offense gets going, they could easily put up.
Yeah. Does Alabama have the defense to stop them?
They could easily put up 3 touchdowns in the first quarter.
Because we know offensively, both of these teams are going to come right out of the gate.
Remember when the SEC used to be the conference of like 21-14 games?
Yes, I do remember that. I think I'm glad those days are over.
There was some boring football.
Some boring championship games with LSU and Alabama a few years back. But
this game's going to be at least in the 30s. I think both teams are going to score at least 30 points in this game.
I say first to 40 wins this one.
All right, so you are the only one in our Average Joe's football pick'em. There's 9 of us. Thomas, you're the only one to pick Ole Miss.
3 years
so
in a
really
row.
Really going against
the grid.
Let's go, baby. I'll have to check back and see who picked them last year. I might have picked them last year. I don't know. That was last year. But I'm going with Alabama.
I really don't think you would have picked Ole Miss, though.
The spread is 11 points on this game. So Alabama is heavily favored going into Ole Miss by 11. They're favored by 11 on the road.
Well, it's going to make for a good one. 3:30, CBS. Let's take a look at the rest of the picks. So we do these Average Joe's picks. I'm going to have to get a way to get those out, put them on Twitter or something like that, because we want you, the world, to see how bad We are picking. Actually, no, we're pretty good. So last week,
I was pretty bad last year.
Last week we had in college football, we picked 37 games because I'm crazy. Jacob, you and Johnny Fabrazzo did the best.
Oh wow!
Johnny Fabrazzo is one of our board operators. So you and Johnny did the best. You went 33-4, and then in NFL, it was Johnny. So Johnny wins this. Johnny and Adam Fornwall. They go 11-5.
It's okay. Johnny won't do another week.
Yeah, he did do his picks this week. Johnny did his picks this week. So
I'm surprised.
Give a. It's a new year.
A little bit of round of applause.
It's a new
for
season.
Johnny. So Johnny does his picks. Hey, he's back, man. He's been dangerous so far. So looking at some of these Alabama, Ole Miss, we kind of had on here. Look at this five top 20 matchups. Yeah,
this
there's
week.
A lot. And last week we didn't have any.
We didn't have any top 25 matchups.
But
there's
we
five
wake up
top 20 matchups.
Florida
this week.
State and Louisville. I have Louisville after what we saw them do last week. Oh man, unbelievable!
I mean, they did that to Syracuse.
Don't be a prisoner of the moment. FSU is a dangerous
moment. Did you find that on like a Hallmark card or something?
FSU is a dangerous team. Gosh. Number two in the nation for a reason.
Yeah,
because they came back and beat Ole Miss, but I don't think Ole Miss is actually going to be that good this year. So that might prove to be not as great of a win as it was at the time. And Louisville, Lamar Jackson could very well win the Heisman this year. I think Louisville takes this.
Well, he's going to have to start. I mean, he's going to have to go from the bottom. We also picked our Heisman front runners, and you had guys on that list, the ones that we were picking. You didn't have a guy like Lamar Jackson. You had Deshaun Watson, Christian McCaffrey. I almost called him Ed McCaffrey.
Dalvin Cook,
Shane Buechele.
I think Shane Buechele was my pick.
Dalvin Cook, that was your pick. Greg Ward Jr. even, but not. Oh, and me, I picked JT Barrett. So you didn't have Jackson coming in there. Like, he wasn't anybody that really stood out, but now he makes his name. I'll tell you one thing. If he wants to be a Heisman competitor, this is the game.
Yeah, he's
this is the game for Louisville. And they got a tough schedule. You got to play Houston. You got to play Florida State.
You got to play Clemson. You're in the ACC Atlantic Division is definitely the better of the two.
Well, that's good because now you got these teams all beating up on each other. I mean, Wake Forest, I think they're 3-0, aren't they? That's nice.
That won't last.
Yeah, that's cute. I mean, Duke a couple of years ago, they went to a bowl game. They went to a major bowl game. That's nice. It's nice to see these people competitive. Ohio State and Oklahoma.
That's going to be a good game.
That might
How
be
long
the best
is Oklahoma going to be in here? Dropping that first game. Are they going to put up a fight? I think Ohio State wins handily.
I think Ohio State takes this one. They're the better team.
It's at Oklahoma, if that makes any...
Okay, that'll cost Ohio State a touchdown.
Baker Mayfield.
It might even cost them 4 points. Like they'll have a drive stall and they'll have to kick like a field goal.
Baker Mayfield is really good at quarterback. I'm really excited to see this game.
Wow!
Wow! Such insight, man.
Baker Mayfield is good
such
at playing.
Baker.
Yo, insight. Come
great.
On.
That was a good one, Thomas. So. Baker Mayfield's good at quarterback, but is he better than Ohio State's defense is a question.
No. I don't think we've seen all of what Ohio State can do just yet because they haven't played great teams to open up the season. So I think we'll really see what
they
Ohio
haven't
State's made
great
up today.
Games. They've played Bowling Green and Tulsa, their first two matchups. They've played nobody this year, and they're in for a shock here in Oklahoma. I'm still going to pick Ohio State, but it's going to be really close. I think they're not expecting Oklahoma to stay with them.
I think they win.
Seen Ohio State overlook teams in the past.
I think they win by 17 or more.
Oh, okay.
I say this is a 4-point game.
This is like a 3-5 possession game when it's all said and done. This is going to be like 3-5 possessions.
Okay, Michigan State at Notre Dame. I picked the Irish in this one. I actually picked Notre Dame. What do you think is the factor in you for this one, Thomas? And you have Michigan State. You both have Michigan State.
I just really like Mark D'Antonio.
Yeah.
I think he's been one of the best college football coaches in the last 5 years or so.
Oh, yeah.
And they continue to lose talent, but they keep developing a new quarterback.
They just keep reloading.
They have that NFL-ready system for the quarterbacks, and they keep producing quarterback after quarterback, and D'Antoni has been proven to be a contender year after year, a top 10 team, and Notre Dame has not. I mean, it's simple as that. Notre Dame has not. Under Brian Kelly, they're a decent team, but we saw them struggle against Texas in the first week. They struggled last week early on until they finally broke away, but Notre Dame on the talent level, I don't think they can keep up with Michigan State.
Michigan State wins this one.
Now, how about DeShone Kizer? We haven't really talked about him. 371 yards this season, 7 touchdowns and a single interception. Could he make a statement as maybe a Heisman underdog in the future?
He could. I mean,
he has the chance. I think when you play for a giant team like this and you look at their schedule, you definitely have the opportunities to do such a thing as that. This would definitely be one of those games. Now, on the other side of things for Michigan State, you take a look at Tyler O'Connor, and so far this season, he's 13 for 18, 190 yards, three touchdowns and an interception, so is Notre Dame's defense going to be able to pick on him?
No, not really. Look, they let up 50 points to Texas, and I mean, not trying to downplay Texas, they look really legit this year.
Texas is going to be a pretty good team this year.
You let a freshman quarterback in Bruchel
hook him,
put up over 300 points. Why can't O'Connor?